Hi, this is a dictation for Latasha Gibbs, LATASHAGIBBS. The date of service is 4/28/2025. Patient presence. Okay, her date of birth is 2/4/87. The date of accident is 8/18/2024. Date of service 4/28/2025. The patient presents with the ongoing symptoms of pain in the left side of the neck, left shoulder, left upper back, middle back, and lower back, with shooting pain to the left arm, left leg, up to the knee, posteriorly in S1, S2 term fashion, and L5 and C5-6-7 nerve distribution. She has a motor weakness of the left arm and with constant numbness and tingling. She has a pain in the left knee. Her MRI is good, and the left knee pain is 2-3. The left shoulder pain is 6-7. The back pain in the neck, middle back, lower back is 10. The numbness of the left arm is constant along with motor weakness. She drops phone and is unable to handle everything. She was a prisoner and she had a tether in her leg and MRI could never be done. She describes that pain is around 9 to 10 and ADLs are affected 10. 70% relief is reported by the patient. Kindly review the records for the ADLs for system review. Additional issues, compliance history, and substance abuse. Physical examination, blood pressure is 113/82, pulse 98, pulse ox is 100, pulse ox is 99%. Rest of the exam remains same from previous visit, 4/1/25, 0416-029. Plan is to provide patient with medications, which are the following. Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Escifex 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine, number 4 for pain relief, Wellbutrin XR 150 mg twice a day for anxiety, depression, Xanax 5 mg PRN for anxiety relief and panic relief, Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for neuropathy pain, Lidopro ointment for further relief with the topical pain. The patient was provided a prescription for physical therapy order to the neck, middle back, left shoulder, and the knee area for 2 times a week from 4/28/2025. Continues. To remain disabled for work, housework, replacement, and transportation help. A CT scan has been ordered for her neck, back, and left knee because her MRI cannot be done. And she is asking for an injection to the left knee and to the trigger points and the neck. That will be done tomorrow. Her MAPs have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed, and patient is found to be in compliance. Thank you.